Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Discover Covington County Hospital's swing bed program, offering comprehensive care for patients transitioning from acute hospital care to home. With a focus on rehabilitation, we ensure a smooth journey back to your home environment. Choose Covington County Hospital, where your health care matters.
Sports.
Get ready, sports fans. It's time for Chasing Foul Balls on Super Talk Pike County 93.5 and streaming worldwide on the Super Talk Mississippi app and on your Amazon Alexa devices. Chasing Foul Balls, your weekly source for all the sports news and interviews important to Southwest Mississippi. Chasing Foul Balls is presented by Rainbow Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Macomb and by First Bank. And now, here's your host, Robbie Hamilton.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the second edition of Chasing Foul Balls, Friday morning edition right here on Super Talk Pike County 93.5. Glad to have you along with us. Our guests this morning are coming up in about 20 minutes. Coach Malia Howard of the NJCAA National Champion Co-Led Lady Wolves. We'll have a chance to talk to her. She's on the road today recruiting. But she's going to call in and have a chance to talk with her. And we got the Chasing Foul Balls crew here as normal. To my right, the usual. How you doing?
I'm just right, Robbie. I thought I was going to go back to Summit and get a cab. There's so many vehicles out here.
I said, man, well, look at that crowd they got for us this morning. I can't believe that many people here to see us.
Well, you know, we're pretty popular.
Neil Randall, to my left, a new member that's joining us today, a guest host. The director of bands at North Pike High School and a tutor in the dance band Ransack, Dr. Music himself, Clint Bowen.
A tutor.
All right.
I'll take that.
Tutor's all right. My wife calls me worse than that.
I was fixing to say, I know a lot of folks have called you worse than
I'm
that already,
you.
But tutor's best
tutor.
I come up with.
Yeah. I like it.
Talk about Dr. Music. Can we use that?
You can use that if you'd like. Music, tutor. I'll accept it all.
We'll go with Dr. Music. Clint's the only band director, Neil, I know, that has got a flag at a football game thrown on him for making too much noise.
I have seen flags thrown on bands for being too lengthy with their presentation before, but
no,
never heard that one.
In the stands.
Oh, in the stands.
His band got a flag for making too much noise.
I did.
And worse, I say worse, better than that. Dr. Boulware here took the picture with the official and the flag that he threw on him and posted it on Facebook.
You would think he would have earned a commendation rather than a penalty there.
I wonder what did Coach Smith say to you?
Coach Smith was the one encouraging me to make it happen.
Oh.
You got to remember, his daughters were in the band at the time. I forget who we were playing, Franklin County maybe. We were giving them a hard time. And I wouldn't cut them no slack. And the referee goes over and says something to Coach Smith. He says, you gotta pipe that band down. And Coach Smith said, nope, my daughter's in that band. You keep them playing. And we got the flag. And it was all right, though. Give us something to talk about.
Won the game anyway.
We won the game
anyway.
We got
over it, huh?
That's it.
Let's get to work. You know, Chasing Foul Balls this morning. First topic, our question of the day. What do you call them? Fireflies or lightning bugs?
Robbie, where I grew up, they were always lightning bugs, and I don't think I learned any different until maybe got into junior high or high school, and they referred to them as fireflies, and I wasn't real sure what they were talking about.
Mr. Boulware, is it fireflies to you, or is it lightning bugs?
It's lightning bugs to me.
Now, where's
been that all my life?
Where did you come from, Richard Pike County?
I'm from Capiah County, Mississippi,
so
I'm not too far from here.
You up the road a little bit.
Just up the road. I think our neighbors to the far north call them fireflies. Maybe the folks above the Mason-Dixon.
Yeah, below it, we call them lightning bugs.
That's what I've always heard.
Yeah, if you got an answer to this question, go to our Facebook page, Chasing Foul Balls, and tell us what you think. Is it fireflies or lightning bugs? And while you're there, don't forget to like the page. We'd like you to be with us. We'll try to keep you up to date what's going on in sports all week long. Let's go to work. College World Series. First topic today, Neil. Who you got?
Well, you know, there's always an upset special. Just ask some of the folks that were in the regions and super regions. But the smart money, from what I can see, is on Arkansas and LSU. Of course, they're playing, right out of the gate. But I would have to say that LSU, Arkansas, Oregon State, and maybe Coastal Carolina. But there's always going to be somebody that jumps in there that's unexpected. But I would think the winner of Arkansas LSU would be in the driver's seat.
You know how he hedges his bet. He gives you two, but then he gives you two or three more.
And then he gives you two or three more. He went ahead and gave the whole field.
I would think he gave half the field. He got a pretty good chance, I would think. What about you? Who you got?
I'm the same way, either LSU or Arkansas. I hope it's Murray State.
Absolutely.
I don't think they have what it takes to make it all the way, but I tell you, Murray State is there. To heck with the Dallas Cowboys. They're the new America's team. Those guys, man, they're scrappy, and I hope they go all the way. I don't think they have what it takes to do it, but I hope they do.
Well, if you're going to pick an underdog, you have to pick Murray State, don't you?
Of
all the teams that's left.
Sure.
Coastal Carolina, a little too much hype to be down in that area. But would you read where the coach from Murray State mows the grass?
Mows
the
grass,
teams pull their own tarp, and their stadium holds 800 people.
800 people. I've been to high school stadiums that hold more people than that.
I've been to high school games that had more people
I'm
than
telling
that.
You.
And he's paid, I believe, $68,000 a year.
Compared to, what was that, 2.something million at Connor O'Connor got?
2.9 for Brian O'Connor at Mississippi State.
And he's making $68,000 a year. A little bit different there, isn't it? All right, betting odds, just in case you are interested in putting a dollar or two down. Arkansas, 175. LSU, 250. Coastal Carolina, third, at 625. And, of course, Murray State is the last one at 7,500 to 1. You can make some money if you bet Murray State.
You bet Murray State. If I had some money to bet, I'd bet on them. But,
if they won,
Well, a dollar would be a pretty good return.
Not bad.
I guess so.
Are you surprised that the best two teams, most people think, in Arkansas and LSU are meeting in the opening round?
You know, Robbie, I'm not going to say I'm surprised, but I don't understand what rhyme or reason they use to line these games up. But and, of course, you know, just like the NCAA regionals, basketball, somebody is always upset about their ranking when they seed them. So I think the best team will win, but it'll take a while. And this tournament's, about 2 weeks?
You know, you play brackets. Of course, the brackets are decided before the teams are put in it. But you know that the people who fix the brackets, Clint, have a good idea, or they're projecting anyway who's going to go where.
Oh, yeah.
But that's kind of surprising to me to see the top two teams in the betting line are going against each other in the first game. Is the field more exciting this year than last year? You know, last year you had four SEC teams and four ACC teams. Is it more exciting this year, guys, the fact that you got more conferences and you got a couple of mid-majors in there and you got underdogs you could pull for and you got favorites you could pull for? Does that make the field a little more exciting?
I don't know about exciting. Makes it a heck of a lot more interesting, and I would think would be much better for fan appeal across the board. We put two SEC teams in there this year,
paying each other the first day.
Go figure. But I think the ratings will be high.
What do you think?
I think so. I think it's a unpopular opinion here maybe, but I think it's a money game for the NCAA. I think they know they can fill that stadium up with fans if they take a lot of these mid-major teams and they take teams from across the country. I think it has a lot to do with that. but I agree. It's going to be a lot more interesting. I don't know if it'll be any more exciting without those SEC teams, racked up inside of the bracket there. So,
second topic today: first time in nearly a decade that the MHSAA Blue Cross Blue Shield Mississippi Gridiron Classic, in other words, the state football championships, will be played at Davis-Wade Stadium in Stark, Vegas this year. Do you like the fact that they move the football championship around? They go from Southern Miss to Ole Miss to Mississippi State. Do you like that idea?
I do. I think it's a great idea. It gets these kids exposed to the different universities, and it gives those universities a chance to see those kids too. So, sometimes you hear the kids talk about in the field house and different things. They say, oh, yeah, we're going to Ole Miss this year. We're going to Southern Miss this year. And that's their way of saying they're going to the state championship, you know. So I think it makes it good for the kids, definitely. And it's good for the universities to have all those really good athletes on campus. So I like the idea. I really do.
Well, for years the games were played at either Mississippi College or the Memorial Stadium. But I think, like Clint says, it gives the school, it's an advantage for the schools and the players to go to those campuses, those venues.
Did you see what a hometown boy got a big honor in T.C. Taylor, the head football coach at Jackson State? He was named the Black College Hall of Fame Black College Football Coach of the Year. Deals, was T.C. when you were at South Lake?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did you know T.C. much?
Oh, yes, sir.
What kind of guy?
Oh, he was a good fella from a really good family. Still has lots of relatives here and has lots of support from here. But he was an all-around athlete. He was a really good basketball player and obviously a good football player. Played a little with the Patriots in the NFL and probably could have played any other sport he chose.
Well, I hate to, Dale, for your granddaughter's sake, but I got to go back to the Saints today. She got on us last week about her Saints.
That was the daughter.
Oh, that was the daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Even worse.
Yeah, even worse.
All right, here we go. The Saints last year won 5 games.
Yeah.
Their projection this year is 5.5 games.
5.5.
That's for betting purposes.
Well.
Over the 5.5 games they're going to win, and they'll compete for the, what is it, South
NFL
Conference
NFC
title?
NFC South,
right.
Are below 5.5 games this year, and they'll be in that March for Arch situation.
Well, I hate to upset my one and only daughter again, but I'm going to be pulling for them to get at least 5.5. But I think it'll be 5 or below.
What do you say, Mr. Bowen?
Now, you know I'm a big Saints fan.
I know that.
Robbie.
That's why I put it in here.
All right, bold prediction.
Uh-oh.
You ready?
Yeah.
Take it to the bank right here Friday morning, chasing foul balls.
Write it down, Dale.
Spencer Rattler is going to have a breakout year. And we are going to be contenders for the NFC South title.
I love it, but good luck.
Well.
So both of y'all are going over 5.5. Neither one of you think that the Saints will be in the March for Arch.
I don't think they're going to be in the March for anything but next year's draft.
Well, that would be a good thing, too. But
yeah.
I think Rattler's going to break out. I think Rattler's going to break out and have a good year. I like the coach. I think he's doing some good stuff. I've been keeping up with him at mini camp this week, so we'll see. I hope I'm right. I've been wrong before, though, Robbie, believe it or not.
I remember that one time.
Yeah, one time. Don't tell my wife.
And everybody let me know about it, too.
Yeah.
So, final question before we get to Mila Howard. They changed the rules, Neil, and now Mike Leach is eligible for the College Football Hall of Fame with the number of victories that he has. Should Mike Leach be in the College Football Hall of Fame?
That's as good a question as I've heard from you in a long time. You've come up with some good ones. He was definitely
25 years anyway.
Yeah, he is. Mike Leach was definitely an unusual guy, a very talented guy, had a lot of success in some diverse places. But I think he deserves a lot of recognition. I'm not sure he belongs in the College Football Hall of Fame, but if he gets it, you know, more power to him and his supporters.
Dr. Music, what do you think?
I like the guy. I think he deserves it, all those wins. And he's an innovator, especially with that air raid offense that he put together. I think he deserves to be there. He was a special kind of guy, and he was really good to those kids that he coached, and they really looked up to him, and it gave the kids a good experience. So I think he deserves to be there, no doubt.
Me too. I'd like to see him make the College Football Hall of Fame, the Coaches Hall of Fame. Real quick, as we end this first segment, a couple of things: Jackson State and USM. Their football game has been announced. It's 9-6. They'll play at 4 o'clock in the afternoon over at Hattiesburg, the Harvard of the South, as we would like to be told. And also, Southeastern and LSU's game this year has been announced. It'll be September 20th. Of course, that'll be at Tiger Stadium. They'll kick that one off at 6:45. We'll come back. We'll visit with Coach Mila Howard right after we take this time out here on CFB Friday morning on Super Talk Pike County 93.5. Well, welcome back. Jason Foul Ball, Friday morning edition here on Super Talk Pike County. Dr. Music, Clint Boulware with us this morning, along with the Professor Neil Randall, and our first guest today, the head coach of the Colin Lady Wolves, the national champion Colin Lady Wolves, Coach Malia Howard. How are you, Coach?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Oh, we doing good. I would have read all those accolades that you have for Coach of the Year and Team of the Year and all that, but it would take us the whole interview for all the awards that you've been winning the last couple of years.
Tell me, I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. You just look at that list. Tell us about how did you get your road to Colin. How did you get to be the head coach of the Colin Lady Wolves?
So I was the head coach at Lawrence County, and I was actually hanging out by the pool one summer day, and I saw that the job was open. Alan Kent was there, and he was stepping down from softball, and I said, this is a great opportunity, and I'm going to go for it. And if I get it, I get it. If I don't, then I'll stay where I'm at.
And the rest is
that
history.
It worked out.
And the rest is history, right? I didn't realize
that
you were on that 2008 team that I went with to the national championship. We played in, was it Centralia, Illinois? Was that the town?
Yes, we played in Normal, Illinois in 2008.
It was a cold couple of days up in Illinois during that tournament, wasn't it?
Very windy, yeah. It was crazy.
Let's talk about the Lady Wolves. How do you go, and I know you're out recruiting today as we talk to you over the phone, how do you recruit such championship players to come to Colin?
Honestly, I think it's just about having a connection with them and finding players that fit our style.
All right, what is the Colin style?
Well, you know, we tell them you have to play hard. You got to hustle. You got to have a lot of personality and energy. That's going to match our coaching style's personality and energy as well. And I think if you find the type of player that fits what you're looking for, then you're going to be able to connect with them on a different level, and you're going to get the most out of them.
Well, you hit part of that. Let's go back to that. Do you recruit as much for culture of the Colin team, considering that you only have this team for most of the time, just 1 year, or do you recruit more for the athletes themselves?
It's a combination of both. Obviously, they have to be athletic. That's number one. And then when we talk to them and we recruit them, we just kind of decide, yeah, she's a good fit for our program or maybe not.
Coach Howard, this is Neil Randall. Congratulations on the program that you have taken to the top of the heap, so to speak. Two national championships in the last 3 years. That's just unheard of. Still staying on recruiting, I noticed that you got a good mix of sophomores and freshmen on your team, almost half and half. But all your pitchers were from out of state. How did that come about?
Honestly, from 1 year to the next, it just kind of depends on who steps up and takes those roles. You know, the year before, in 2023, when we won it, we had one out-of-state pitcher that was throwing a good bit and then two in-state pitchers that were throwing a good bit. So it just kind of depends on how it falls.
Coach Howard, Clint Boulware here. First of all, congratulations on the national championship. And I'm a Colin alum myself, so congratulations on that. We have a lot of young listeners.
Thank you.
We have a lot of young listeners that listen to this show. What advice would you give a little girl that's playing softball, 8, 10, 12 years old, that wants to one day play for the Wolfpack? What are some things they're going to have to do to become a player at the collegiate level?
Well, number one, you have to love the game. You have to love what you're doing. You know, so they have to learn to love it. And if they don't love it, then they're never going to give it everything they have. And then my next advice is to work hard and always play as hard as you can.
You have developed a rivalry with Jones College that's probably as good as any in the United States. What's your feelings of this rivalry with Jones?
You know, it didn't really start out as a rivalry, but it kind of developed that way just because we were recruiting a lot of the same players, and obviously we always end up having to play for a conference championship, a regional championship, a national championship. So that's just kind of how it developed.
It felt good, I would assume, to be able to beat Jones in that national championship game.
It did, but you know, just like in 2023, I told them you can put anybody on that opposing side, and it don't take away from being able to finish your season with the biggest win of all.
Coach Howard, Neil Randall again. Looking at this record that you have, you know, that culminated with a national championship, 48-6 overall, 27-1 at home, 18-0 on the road. That is just phenomenal. But my question to you is, talk about this.
We have lost Coach Howard. We'll see if we can get her back here shortly. While we wait on a couple of things, one of the questions I wanted to ask Coach Howard, Elena Johnson played at Washington University 2 years ago, transferred to Texas Tech, and played this last year, played in the World Series on TV, got the big exposure for the side she had with Mike Boggs when they went out to the World Series. What does having a player like Elena Johnson in that area do for women's softball?
It can't do anything but help it and promote it. I mean, people were excited about having a local young lady playing that high caliber of softball and on the national stage. It can't do anything but help it.
Coach Howard, glad to have you back with us. Want to ask you the same question. Elena Johnson from our area here at Summit, playing on the national championship and the NCAA tournament, received all the exposure, her sign that she had, but she wanted to be there one day when she went with Mike Boggs. How does that help softball in Southwest Mississippi?
I think it just helps everybody understand that anybody can get there. You know, I've known Alana Johnson for a long time, and I've always known she was a special player. But, you know, Alana has the work ethic with the skills and the love of the game. So a combination of that can get you anywhere.
Coach, do you have any good up-and-coming freshmen coming your way? Can you have any that stand out that are coming to you next year that you'd like to mention?
Oh, goodness. We actually signed 14.
Oh, wow.
So it's a lot to name just a few, but a very athletic class. They can play anywhere on the field, and they love the game of softball, and I think they're ready to work.
A couple of questions outside of the team. Watching the World Series, the Women's World Series, and the stats from even community college, a lot of home runs being hit lately. Do you see where the size of the field, the dimensions of the field, one day will be changed?
Well, you know, they're constantly changing things. This past year, we actually changed our ball. So the purpose of that was to kind of limit the home runs. But you take a student athlete who has all of those skills and they can practice it and they get used to that ball, you're going to still have the same result. I know 2 years ago we hit 65 home runs. Last year we hit 63. You know, and that was with a new ball, and that was losing two of our big home run hitters in Abby Grace Richardson and Madison Moak. So, you know, good hitters hit. They find a way. And actually, at the national championship, we played on 225, which is a much bigger field than when we play on all year.
Do you see that?
And we still hit several home runs.
Do you see that number eventually being the field size for all the games?
Maybe. I don't know. The problem's going to be, you know, not everybody is hitting as many home runs. I think the smallest field we do play on all year is at Jones. And ours is like 210. So, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
How was it going back to the national championship game as a coach the first year after you had been there as a player? What difference was it being a player at the national championship and being a coach of a team at the national championship?
I think as a player, I really didn't realize the opportunity that I had and how few people get to that point. But as a coach, I appreciate it a lot more, you know, because I'm just thankful. I sit back and I think about all the coaches that I looked up to in my life and say that they never won a national championship, and this is an opportunity I'm getting, so we need to go grab it while we're right here. Coach, and, you know, to go back and win a second one, I'm just blessed and thankful.
Coach Howard, this is Neil again. Talk a little bit about the support you receive from the college there in Wesson and all the support you get with your program and what it's meant to you.
Well, Colin has been amazing. You know, when I first got there, there were so many things that I wanted to improve and to do. And, you know, they kind of told me, just be patient. We're going to make it happen. And, you know, they improved our facilities and they improved our budget to get more players. They've just been very supportive. And I'm just very thankful for Colin, and not just the administrators, but the other coaches on campus come and support us with their teams coming. The local community does a great job. So just a great place to be.
Two questions to finish it. First of all, is our question of the day, do you call it fireflies or do you call it lightning bugs?
Lightning bugs.
She's from Lawrence County. You know she calls it lightning bugs.
That was a silly question, wasn't it?
No, I'm from Bogachita now. I'm from Bogachita.
Bogachita.
Country girl.
Do you live downtown or in the country?
Oh, no, I live in Norfield, actually.
Oh, you are in the country.
You have to pipe the sunshine in down there.
Here's the final question. When son Jack is pitching, are you more nervous then or when you're coaching Colin to this championship?
Oh, definitely when my son is pitching.
I've seen Coach Howard at the travel ball tournament. That's a pretty fair example of what she goes through with son Jack's pitching.
Yes. You know, when I'm coaching, I feel like I have a little bit more control. When I'm just mom sitting in the stands and my son's up there pitching, I want him to do so well, but I have no control over it.
Well, Coach, when do you bring the players in and when do you get started for the new season? The championship is at Colin for this year. You'll be trying to bring it back for the third time. When do the players report and when do you get started?
So we won't practice immediately because they have to do physicals and all of those things. But the girls will start classes on August the 18th. So I'm hoping, you know, by about the 20th, we can get rolling.
Have they changed the number of games you can play, or is it still the same?
They've actually bumped it up. We have 30 dates we can play in the spring. So, I mean, we could play as many games as we wanted to as long as we stay within that 30 dates.
Well, that'll help a lot, won't it?
Yes, for sure.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking the time to be with us. Good luck on your recruiting trip, and we appreciate you being with us on Chasing Foul Balls Friday morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Coach.
All right. Bye.
Coach Malia Howard of the national champion Coleman Lady Wolves. I tell you what, that's pretty good there, Neil. 2 out of 3 years.
Oh, it's way past pretty good. That's just unbelievable. And, you know, kudos to all the folks at Colin and Coach Howard.
Now, when were you at Colin?
I was there in the early 2000s. I graduated in 2002 from Colin.
I don't think I was there in 2002.
Moved on to Delta State from there. So. Are you a Delta State alum? Mr. Delta State?
I'm a Fighting Okra.
I think I saw your picture on the wall in there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Bill collector's office up there.
Maybe at the post office.
We'll come back. It's time to go overtime with Big Daddy Reese Dundry right after we take this time out. It's Chasing Foul Balls, Friday morning edition, and it's right here on Super Talk Pike County 93.5.
Sports.
And now sports.
You're listening to Chasing Foul Balls on Super Talk Pike County 93.5 and streaming everywhere on the Super Talk Mississippi app. Chasing Foul Balls is presented by Rainbow Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Macomb and by First Bank and brought to you by East Macomb Body Shop and Guy's Pharmacy. Now back to Chasing Foul Balls on Super Talk Pike County 93.5.
Leah Howard for joining us, the coach of the national champion Colin Lady Wolves softball team. We'll wait to be talking to the Big Daddy, Reese Dundry, here in just a second. Let me ask you this question. Both of y'all, has either one of you been to the new Buckies?
I have not.
I have not either.
Is it on the plans for either one of y'all to go to the Buckies in Mississippi?
I'll end up there eventually. I'm sure I will.
No, sir. Not at this point. I hadn't been told.
Okay. I forgot. You have to get your agenda every week.
I have been to one, but anyway.
You've been to one?
I've been to a couple of them. I've been to one in Baytown, Texas, and one down at Orange Beach. But
yeah.
You know, the best thing I've seen about Bucky, somebody said it's the Six Flags of convenience stores.
It is. It's a
big old place, isn't it?
Big old place. Lots of stuff.
One thing was going to reach, Neil, I saw something that I didn't think I'd ever see at Southwest Mississippi Community College here on the campus where we do the show from. This last week, they had a volleyball clinic here on the campus of Southwest. I didn't make it. Did you make it to the volleyball clinic?
I've only been to one volleyball game in my life, Robbie, and that's when my daughter was on the JV volleyball team in high school. And I know very little about it, but I will say this. I enjoyed watching the two-lady volleyball in the Olympics. That was interesting.
Interesting is a good word for that.
Watch yourself. Go ahead.
We have a volleyball team at North Pike. We do. Yeah. We do. And, I thought it was interesting, too. I really didn't realize they were having the clinic here at Southwest CC until I saw it on Facebook. But it looked like a fun time for the kids. But I will tell you, the volleyball program we have at North Pike has opened up, and the kids are absolutely loving it. Coach Aaron Skeen has done a great job with that. So it's something that the kids are definitely enjoying.
Guys, you got your sud with you today.
Yeah.
We always hear people talk about this. They want their suds to be baseball players or football players or basketball players. Saw this number. Scottie Scheffler made in golf made $10 million in 30 days.
Wow.
I think I would teach my youngin how to hit that golf ball.
I'm telling you. It's We've played a little golf, me and both my boys, and they get to see Dad get frustrated out there. You know, they have a good job, but you know, Dad's always he's frustrated when he's playing golf. Man, that ball just won't go where I want it to go. I don't get it.
Dad, watch what he says with the kids.
Well, I do my best.
You do your best. I'm not gonna ask what the best is. On the phone with us, Big Daddy. We're going overtime with Reese Dunry. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Robbie. I can hardly hear you.
Question. College World Series, who you got?
Robbie, I'm definitely from Murray State. I think that's a great story than college baseball in some time. I would be very interested in seeing them progress and hopefully have a chance to win it all.
You my go-to guy. You understand all this. You got to help me with this NCAA stuff. We have NCAA money now, the $20.5 million that the schools are going to have to pay their players. You got the NIL money. You got the money they got to come up with to pay the former players. Where's all this money coming from, Reese?
I have no idea. I think it's going to bankrupt a whole bunch of programs, and maybe that was the intent. I don't know, but it's I don't see a lot of lower-end programs surviving this this money situation.
How is Southern Miss going to have it?
Good question. Going to have to be a lot of tightening of the budget, hopefully raising a lot of money. I just don't know how it's all going to flush out at the end. I guess I got so many questions about paying these former players. How much do they get? How far back do they go? I think they said 2018. But how do you determine who gets paid what? Does the quarterback get paid from, say, the 2019 team? Does he get paid the same money as a reserve offensive lineman, or you know, there's so many questions that still got to be flushed out in this. And on top of where will the money come from? How will it be sustained?
Let's go one step further. They're talking about now when you have the schools paying the players, they'll have to sign maybe contracts to be with that school. Once you sign that contract, are you going to stop all this NIL, all this transfer portal stuff?
Robbie, it faded out on me. I couldn't hear you. Volume is very low in my ear.
All right, when you're doing this, you don't have the players now sign contracts with the school to be the player at Southern Miss, let's say. If a player signs the contract, will that slow down all this transfer portal moving?
Well, you would hope the contract would have some kind of term to it, that, and some, like most contracts do, have some kind of penalty for early cancellation or something like that. You would hope it would be somewhat like the NFL model, where you have a contract for so many years and, you know, you can't trade or anything without everybody's agreement on any of that. So right now it's a wild, wild west. You got a 1-year deal and you walk away from it at any time.
Reese, this is Neil. Good morning to you, sir. Everything good?
Good morning,
sir. Out there on the Magnolia Pisgah Road, I'm sure.
Well, yes, sir.
Okay, and getting a little precipitation for sure. Reese, I know there's I know there's a lot of excitement in Hattiesburg about the new coach, Coach Huff, and all the players coming in. The schedule came out for your Golden Eagles. Any Any thoughts on that? Any surprises? What do you think about the schedule and maybe even a prediction for a record this year?
Well, my first two big surprises is that we're playing Mississippi State at 11 o'clock in the morning in August. And the second one is we're playing Jackson State at 4. Next week, the temperature is going to be about 112. That kind of surprised me. Otherwise, I think the schedule, was about what we expected it to be, and I think has an opportunity to compete pretty well. If everything falls together, I saw a prediction this morning had us going 7-5, which would be a heck of an increase from where we were, and I think we got some pieces that might even improve on that this year. Huff has done a great job in transfer portal, still working it every day, and it's that time of the year, Neil, where everybody's optimistic.
Coach, Southern Miss baseball had a pretty good run this year. How'd you feel about them going into the regional this year, and how'd you feel about how they did?
Well, I thought the team kind of overachieved a little bit. It's a thing that we were listed, not too many games above 500 in March, and then we went on a 19-game win streak that put us into a host situation. We wound up winning 47 games, and we hope that's hosted for what's the third or fourth time. Two super regionals and two regionals in the last few years. The main thing is that we continue that streak of now 10 seasons of 40 or more wins, and that's the longest streak in college baseball.
Reese, college baseball coaches are getting a little bit younger and a little bit more vocal. Do you see that college baseball coaches have a lack of respect for the game? Not all of them, but some of them.
Well, I agree. I agree there's some bad eggs in the basket. I tend to see that being more and more as a culture changes and everything, I guess. Years ago, I kind of felt like baseball was kind of a gentleman's game to a certain degree, and particularly at the college level. But it's kind of the big money and the $2 million paychecks for coaches, I guess all drives that to be make it a little bit rougher and for them to be a little rough around the edge.
Reese, this is Neil again. I know a lot of the Southern Miss fans are excited about having Missy Builder back as the new head coach of the Lady basketball team. But I'm thinking back to previous years on Foul Balls. We talked with Joylee McNellis. She was always awfully good to us, thanks to you. How is she doing at this point?
Neil, Joylee is a treasure at USM, no question, and what a great, sweet lady. She was always, like I say, very accommodating. She's kind of maintaining herself right now. I don't know that there's a real bright road at the end for her because of the keeping of the reoccurrence of a lung cancer, but she's maintaining herself, and I think the game of coaching or her job of coaching was a little bit much for what she was going through with treatment and all that, so it was time for her to retire. And of course, she's been in the retirement system for quite some time, so kind of like you, she'd make more money staying at home.
And I'm good at it.
Until the summer comes to go somewhere, and then he kind of loses control, Reese. That's how that works. All right.
You got to say it again, Robbie. I'm sorry.
That's all right. If you just said that Neil has control until the summons comes from the coast, then he kind of loses control of it.
Yeah.
Sage, let's ask this. We asked the guys earlier today, the 5 wins last year, the projection for this year is 5.5 wins for the Saints. Are you only for over projection and playing for the South Division Championship? Are you on?
Probably, I think they're going to be under .500. I love the Saints and I love watching them. And my son Wes, season ticket holder down there, and just eats up with it. But they just got too many holes right now to get, that they got to fill and work out.
If you go under 5.5, are you in that March for Arch?
Yeah.
You think that's where they would go?
Yep.
Real quick.
I don't know whether they're going to fall far enough to be up to the top of that draft order or not. Maybe they could trade or something. But, you know, I don't know whether he would he might decide he doesn't want to play behind his daddy there in New Orleans. Who knows?
Pete Rose, now eligible for the Hall of Fame. You a baseball purist, no doubt about it. Should Pete Rose be eligible for the Hall of Fame?
Yes, no question.
What about you, Mr. Randall?
I think so, and I think Shoeless Joe ought to go in with him.
Right.
I've been a proponent for putting Rose in the Hall of Fame for years and years. I don't think anybody will be able to do what he did hitting the ball ever again. So I think he should be there.
Reese, Paul Feinbaum says that Georgia right now is a leading brand in college football. Would you agree with that?
I don't necessarily agree with that.
Who's your pick?
It's hard to pick. It'd be probably between Alabama and Georgia.
Neil, Georgia, the leading brand in college football right now?
I think, like Reese says, that's hard to pick, but... And being in the SEC, you know, I guess I should stay with Alabama and Georgia, but the folks up in Ohio or in Ohio State country might have something to say about that too.
Yeah, I think it's in Alabama or Georgia. And, you know, like Neil said, Michigan and Ohio State, they're coming in there pretty strong. So.
And Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Well, Reese, thanks for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Hey, thanks, Robbie. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Looking for a bank that feels like home? First Bank is here for you. 14 locations across southern Mississippi. We're your local bank for checking, savings, loans, and more. Whether you're buying a home, starting a business, or you just need everyday banking made easy, First Bank is ready to help you. Now you stop by your nearest bank, First Bank, the nearest bank, or you can go to firstbankmississippi.com. First Bank, where customers and community matter most. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. We'll come back. We'll finish up this Friday morning right after this. Chasing Foul Balls, Friday morning edition on Super Talk Pike County 93.5. Welcome back to Chasing Foul Balls here on Super Talk Pike County 93.5. Dr. Music, Clint Boulware with us, Professor Neil Randall, and we have a special guest with us today. Who is this?
My name is Dylan Boulware.
Dylan Boulware, you indicated this one over here?
Yes, sir.
What is that?
I'm dad, huh? Yep.
He's dad. I'm not going to ask good or bad. I get you in trouble at home, so we'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to get nobody in trouble. All right, guys, another week. Let's see, I did have one other thing. Mississippi Mud Monsters. Now playing up at Trustmark Park instead of the Mississippi Braves. Has either one of y'all been to a Mud Monster game?
No, sir.
I have not. Not yet.
Me?
I will eventually.
You going?
I probably will. Just see what it's about.
I'm just not too high on my list right now, but they've sure got a fine place to play up there.
And, of course, our buddy Jay White is the voice of the Mississippi Mud Monsters on the radio.
Oh, okay. Didn't realize that.
I tell you what, you got to want to do that job. I send you all over the United States playing What's the title?
Is that the Frontier League?
Frontier League.
Yeah. And they go up in Minnesota and Montana and places like
they
that?
They go everywhere.
Oh, gracious. No, thank you.
Well, next week we'll be back, see if we can find some more to talk about. One final thing, guys, we'll ask this and you get out of here. When you talk about volleyball, do you see that gaining any traction here in Mississippi?
Well, it's been in the high schools for several years.
You see it gaining traction?
Maybe a little.
I do, yeah, definitely.
On the backside of that, college softball for women. How big is it on Grown Up? I saw when the championship grand game drew 2.5 million people to watch it on TV.
I think it's going to continue to grow and get bigger and bigger.
We'll see you next Friday morning at 06 here on Chasing Foul Balls on Super Talk Pike County. Hope you'll join us there. Make sure you go by our Facebook page, Chasing Foul Balls, and join us there. We'll keep you up to date with sports throughout the week. Thank you, sir, and we'll see y'all next time.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.